is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, Election Day, November 7th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Officer Rick is at some special training designed to cover the Oxford High School shooting. What happened, what should have happened, what could have happened, what measures do they need to learn about in order to protect schools? So we're going to have him on the show later this week to discuss whatever he can discuss regarding that police training that he's receiving. Main reason I bring it up, Election Day, a lot of people do not know that there are tax increases being voted on today on their local ballots. If you need to call your local clerk and find out whether or not you need to go and vote today, you need to do it. Polls close at 8 o'clock. You need to go and vote. Onaway School District, two major costs for the school: renewing a bond to fix the HVAC system, and a second one for a new gym, a second gym. Got a text message over in Rogers City and Onaway, other locations, snowing there. Who turned on the snow? Yes, it's happening. Hopefully you got the tires on your vehicle. Royal Tire, we've been talking about it. A lot of people have been buying their winter tires over there. You need to get over there this week. It's a coming. Absolutely. Another election being held today. City of Warren for mayor. City of Westland, Macomb and Wayne counties. Based on recent polling last night, I was monitoring, looking at different polling that was coming out. The two state representatives, Democrats, are going to become the mayors today. That is going to change Lansing, folks. We've talked about this. We've said this is going to happen. When it does, gridlock will besiege the state House of Representatives, 54 to 54. Why? When they're elected mayor, they must resign their state house seats. And their political egos would much rather have them be the mayor of their local city as opposed to a state representative representing two, three different counties. As a result, they're going to end the legislative session. I predicted this a week from today. Week from today, next Tuesday the 14th, will be their last day of session for this legislative year. They have a problem, though. Financial disclosure statements, as required by Proposal 1 passage, yes. If they don't get it done, the governor could call them back in a special session in December during the holidays, or the Michigan Supreme Court could make it happen. All kinds of stories lined up for you today. I'm Chuck and Randy. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that low light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. We're voting no on both of the school board's bond proposals. Sick and tired of them mismanaging the money. Okay, I appreciate that. Another text message comes in. Nothing in our township to vote for today. Is there anything at the county level? No. No, you have to understand these are local races. One of the things, all that you have to understand is it is local, local control, local issues. One thing you have to understand that this is done today at the local level. This isn't a statewide election. This is not even countywide. This is local district by district. So get that information from your local clerks. Just call the clerk's office where you're registered to vote and ask them, is there anything on my ballot today? Tell them where you live, what you're looking at being concerned about. You heard different things. Now, I want to go to the statewide race for a second. Because, as you know, Peter Meyer announced yesterday that he's getting into the U.S. Senate race here in Michigan. Now, kind of an interesting twist on it, he's using the Meyer logo, the word Meyer, for U.S. Senate 2024. It's the Meyer logo for the store. Well, making quote of the day yesterday, he was on 21 different media radio stations yesterday throughout the state. Made a joke. I think if we were trying to pay more of an homage to the company, we would have added an S to reflect the true spelling of the name. U.S. Senate candidate Peter Meyer, when asked if his campaign logo was an homage to his family supermarket's former logo. Meyer is having fun with the fact that many Michiganders refer to the name of the store as Meyer's, apostrophe S, when in fact it's just Meyer. And their old logo? Looks like their logo to me. I don't know anything about this former logo, the red letters with the kind of unique font. Well, a couple of stories came out about it, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday. Kind of very interesting, because I said that it appears that Peter Meyer getting into the race is now going to split the establishment vote. Yes, very, very interesting take on it. Downstate Kim sent me a story last night. I got it from a few other news sources as well. And here is what the national Washington, D.C. National Republican Senate Committee, they're not happy. They are not happy in any way, shape, or form that Peter Meyer got into this race. Here's why. And this came through a different, couple different sources. One source that I kind of sometimes question their political leanings. Sometimes they are very liberal. Sometimes they're actually on the Republicans' side of a story. Well, this one appears to be pretty much unbiased. Former Michigan Congressman Peter Meyer's announcement that he would make a run for the state's Senate seat, the U.S. Senate seat, was met with less than enthusiastic response from the Senate Republicans' campaign arm. Thanks, the National Republican Senatorial Committee said, but no thanks. Peter Meyer isn't a viable candidate in a primary election. And there's worry that if Meyer were nominated, the base would not be enthused for his candidacy in the general election, said NRSC Executive Director Jason Thielman. Meyer is a centrist with a well-known name in a bio which has stated his independence from Donald Trump. Thielman's statement represents a strikingly candid and aggressive shot across the bow to a candidate who perhaps in other eras might have been cheered by the National Republicans in the pursuit of this perpetual swing state, but not this cycle. The NRSC strategist urged Meyer, best known for losing a House primary after his 2021 vote to impeach Donald Trump, asked him to reconsider launching his campaign. The fear? Meyer will split the moderate vote with another centrist candidate, former Congressman Mike Rogers, opening a path for a nominee who is not well suited to win the state in the general election. See, first of all, I totally disagree with that statement. The basic premise of their statement is wrong. Why? Because of two things. Next year is a presidential election. It will be a huge, huge turnout. All of the polling, everything is leaning toward the fact that Donald Trump will win the Republican nomination and will go on to defeat Joe Biden. The country's fed up. Do not like the direction the country's going, and absolutely disagree with many of the down-ballot candidates that are pushing his agenda. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's already running for president in 2028. Other candidates down-ballot are going to suffer as a result of the top of the ticket. That's number one. Number two, they are completely underestimating turnout. A lot of people I'm talking to saying, Randy, I admit it, I didn't vote last year. When you talk about 1.4 million people did not vote in 2022 midterm election for governor, but voted in 2020 presidential election, I'm one of them. Every single time I hear you talk about that, I get a kick right in my stomach. Well, the biggest problem with that is you guys flipped the House and the Senate. By not voting, you gave the Democrats a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate. The only thing on the ballot next year, 2024, is taking back the House, which will occur with Michigan voting for the Republican candidate for president. This is going to be a huge red tidal wave next year in Michigan. If you're running as a Republican on the November ballot, you're going to win. It's that simple. The Democrats are getting tossed. County commissioners, county clerks, county sheriffs, anybody that runs as a Democrat, I'm predicting it right now, you will be defeated in November. So they take back the House, which will net effectively cause Gretchen Whitmer to become a lame duck governor the last 2 years of her governorship. It will help the presidential candidate to win the White House back. Trump in recent poll that I just released, posted on my X account, my Twitter account, shows that Trump's leading in 5 of the 6 swing states that gave the election victory to Biden in 2020. Trump's up on him by 5 points already. And when he goes on to be exonerated in all these stupid criminal cases, he's got the people's support. The people are behind him. Doesn't matter what the moderates think. Doesn't matter which moderate they're trying to put up against him. They're going to lose. He's leading by 30, 40% in every single poll nationally. DeSantis coming in second place right now. He's below 20%. Some polls have him as low as 12. So what's going to happen in this race is Meyer getting in is going to take votes from Mike Rogers. He's going to split the establishment vote between the two of them, and then you throw in James Craig. That's even further splintering on their side. Right now, the only two I see as viable for the grassroots, the Christian conservatives, the Make America Great Again candidates, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Michael Hoover. And I think that's going to play out very shortly. And speaking of Sherry O'Donnell, she is up in the UP in the western part of it as we speak. She is traveling and is going to be in Gaylord on Friday afternoon, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Iron Pig. We're going to talk to Ian Murphy about it in the second hour. She kicked off her campaign on Sunday. She was in St. Ignace. Few folks came and met with her on Sunday from 1 to 3. Then she went up to Sault Ste. Marie, 4:30 to 7:30. Yesterday she was in Iron River, Dickinson last night. And this morning, she starts off right now here at what, 10 o'clock to noon. She's going to be in Escanaba tonight, Marquette, 5:30 to 7:30, and then Houghton going to be there tomorrow night. Frankfort on the 9th, Friday, she's going to be in Sheboygan from 10 to noon at the Sheboygan Public Library, and then finishing up in Gaylord this Friday from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Iron Pig. If you'd like that flyer, just text me Sherry with a Y or Doctor. Either one, I'll send you the flyer. Bottom of the hour news break. We're going to be heading to Lansing next. We'll be right back.